Jacob listened as his father told the stories of Abraham receiving a promise from God. Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. It is one thing to inherit the family business and wealth. It is quite another to inherit the family's blessing from God. Isaac valued his God more than his life, which he demonstrated as a boy by lying down on Abraham's altar. For Jacob to receive his father's cherished blessing from God would mean that he had at last received his father's heart. But he had to look like Esau to get it. Grabbing the blessing. When Isaac had grown old and blind and knew his days on earth were coming to an end, he summoned Esau. It was time to pass the blessing to his favorite son, as Abraham had done to him. He told Esau to hunt down wild game and prepare it the way Isaac preferred. Then Esau would receive the coveted blessing. This doesn't mean that Isaac just wanted one more great meal before he died. He was planning a spiritual meal with Esau and with God. In ancient society, sacred events frequently centered on a meal. The participants in these meals were bonded together in a holy fellowship. This was the context for Passover and even Jesus' Last Supper with the disciples. Why do Christians still commune with each other and their God through a sacred meal? It is a way of receiving the blessing. We were created hungry by God. In communion meals, we remember that the hunger is satisfied only by a holy fellowship with the Father. Esau may deserve to come to the blessed table, but we certainly do not. For that reason, some avoid communion, thinking they don't deserve to be in a holy fellowship with God. Of course, they are right, but that is exactly why they must come. We don't receive grace because we deserve it, but because we need it. Others come to the sacred meal with the Father, pretending to be spiritual enough to deserve the blessing. I think this must grieve God even more than those who do not come at all. It's ridiculous to think you deserve a blessing just because you dress up well. Rebekah, Isaac's wife, overheard his instructions to Esau. She knew this was her chance to help her favorite son, Jacob, grab the blessing. She also knew her husband's appetites and quickly developed her scheme. Then again, perhaps she had also been planning this day for years. She told Jacob to get 2 young goats from the family's flock.